From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you once again, and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This week we turn to Psalm 138, verses 4 and 5, which say, All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. A wonderful text with a wonderful subject, the ultimate triumph of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, before we have some music, let me introduce to you an offer that we'll be carrying through the rest of this month. It's of a booklet called Election and Reprobation. It's really a sermon on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. It's not a theological lecture, but it's a sermon, a study, that I think deals with something that we really have to get a handle on and understand what the Bible is saying. This is a booklet that's meant to edify saints and evangelize sinners. Election and Reprobation. You may have your copy of this booklet by writing to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS, 866-877-5827. Communist China desperately wants to be accepted into the community of nations. It tries very hard to put on a face of modernity and progressiveness. It has just hosted a multi-million dollar golf event and another multi-million dollar tennis event that welcomed players from all the major golf tours and tennis tours of the world. And, of course, it's getting ready to host the 2008 Olympic Games. But while China is certainly modernizing, it's neither progressive nor in any meaningful way democratic. It's still ruled by communists whose great fear of the power of the gospel cannot be hidden. On November 4, 2005, a Chinese court sentenced a Protestant minister, his wife, and her brother to prison terms of up to 3 years for the crime of printing Bibles and other Christian literature. The sentence came after the trio had already spent 13 months in prison, awaiting trial. Their crime was allegedly that they were, quotes, secretly storing illegal goods. That is, that they were engaged in trading in Bibles, knowing that the printing and distribution of Bibles is something that the government reserves to itself. The State Bureau of Religious Affairs publishes only minuscule numbers of Bibles, and even these cannot be sold in bookstores. So there would be every reason for believers to print and sell Bibles. But in this case, they didn't. They certainly printed them, but they were not engaged in any commercial enterprise. Their lawyer stated, and I quote, "The books in no way were going to enter the market. They were to be given away free of charge to the church members. Trade transactions, whether legal or illegal, are not a question here. The court should not be used to oppress religion and religious freedoms, but the authorities are always using economics as a pretext to deal with religious and political issues. This happens far too much in China, where the court is being used as a tool." So said the lawyer for these imprisoned Christians. And indeed he was right. The court is a tool of the repressive regime of communist dictators who will cling to power at any cost. Now, I'm not a political commentator, and I have no desire to try to instruct the U.S. government on its negotiations with a foreign power. But a blind man can see that the Chinese communist leaders are men whose aim is to impose on the world their own peculiar brand of tyranny. The United States is good at demanding that nations observe human rights if they are to enjoy the benefits of most favored nation status in trading with this country. Isn't it time that our president, who gives testimony to being a Christian, began to hold the Chinese government responsible for its actions and to demand that it cease forthwith its long-standing war against the Bible and those who distribute and preach it? There's a positive side to this story. One thing it does is to show how weak and vulnerable the Chinese government feels itself to be. It fears the spread of the Bible. Why? Because it knows that if the Chinese people start reading the Bible, they'll get a taste of genuine freedom. That's a scary proposition for men who stay in power by curtailing freedom and reducing men to slaves of the state, afraid to think for themselves, or at least to say what they think too loudly. Paul once said, "The word of God is not bound." The Chinese authorities will find that they cannot bind the scriptures of truth. Despite all the vicious persecution that communism has practiced against Christianity since Mao came to power, millions have been saved and the cause of Christ is flourishing. At every level, people have a thirst for the word of God. The Chinese government will be on the losing side in its battle against the Bible. In the meantime, Christians in the West should not forget their persecuted brethren behind the bamboo curtain. They should pray for them and for the success of the gospel through them. And we should not allow their persecutors to get away with parading the appearance of normalcy before the world. China is far from normal, and our leaders should have the fortitude to tell them so, and to come to the aid of courageous men like the Reverend Cai Yuhua, the Protestant minister now serving 3 years for the crime of printing and distributing the Bible. And now, after that, let's listen to an old-time hymn with words that I hope will speak to you as they do to me. The words are true-hearted, wholehearted, grateful and loyal, King of my life, by thy grace he will be, under thy standard exalted and royal, strong in thy strength, we will battle for thee. As I announced at the top of the program, our text this week is from Psalm 138, verses 4 and 5. However, we're going to commence with a Bible reading from the prophecy of Isaiah, after which, by the use of a variety of scriptures from the Old and the New Testament, I'll try to show you that today's text announces a truth that seems to fly in the face of all that is happening in the world today. In this broadcast, we'll go no further, really, than giving a brief introduction that will lead us toward our subject, and that we'll open up through the rest of the week. Now, the subject is the certain subjection of all earthly powers to our God and to his Christ. On the face of it, given the way world events are progressing today, that looks like pie in the sky. Let me assure you, it is not. God's word and God's promise will never, never be broken. And you and I who know the Lord Jesus and stand for his gospel, we can do so in the absolute assurance of the truth of this text. So I invite your attention this week as we look at this wonderful subject of the ultimate triumph of the gospel of our Christ and his truth. Now we turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they that gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see, and flow together, and thine heart shall fear, and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree and the pine tree and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Saviour, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise.
The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his own inspired and infallible word for his name's sake. This morning we return to our studies in the 138th Psalm. Today we come to the words of verses 4 and 5, which read, "All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord." The Lord Jesus Christ said, "The world hateth me." He gave the reason, "Because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil." And he warned his disciples to expect no other attitude toward them. He said, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." This antipathy, downright antagonism, to Christ has been the response of the great ones of this world and in general, the people whom they lead against the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the psalmist cried, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed." The apostles of the Lord Jesus took up that same text as they prayed in the midst of the early persecution. "The heathen are raging and the rulers are rising up against the Lord and his Christ." This has been true throughout history. For the most part, though there have been notable exceptions among some rulers in the earth, for the most part, even those rulers who have professed an affinity to Christ, his church, and his gospel have only used the church to further their own political ends and indeed have corrupted the cause they profess to support. So one way indeed is this traffic throughout the course of history, that when we get to the book of the Revelation, and we read of the last days, just prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus. In chapter 17, we read verses 12 and following, that the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. The beast being the Antichrist. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Now this is the general course of history. So, when we read the words of our text, "All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, For great is the glory of the Lord. When we read that text, we know that we're dealing with something absolutely earth-shattering in its importance. Here is something that runs contrary to the entire course of human history. Here is a light that penetrates the darkness of this present evil age with a promise of such blessing as we can hardly begin to envisage. Psalm 138 verses 4 and 5 describes what I will call the certain subjection of all earthly powers to our God and to His Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I trust that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast. We'd be happy to hear from you. If you'd like to inquire further about the Free Presbyterian Church, comment on the program, receive our full-color quarterly magazine, and especially if you'd like to receive my booklet, A New Beginning, to show you how to be saved and sure you're saved, we would welcome your correspondence. You may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or email us at ltbs@freepres.org. We invite you to visit us also at our website, freepres.org, where you may listen to and download sermons from a number of our ministers. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you being with us, and I trust you'll join us each day at this time as we let the Bible speak.